Thank you, Chair. We've come to the easiest article to negotiate. Well, first of all, on the title, which, as I understand, are going to disappear, but our suggestion was, in fact, exactly the same as the EU's proposal, so we'd support that. And then, like Brazil, actually, our suggestion would be to split up this article. So the first two paragraphs, we would suggest delinking from the rest of this article and placing it somewhere further up in the declaration, whether that's in the preamble or elsewhere, we think is a sensible suggestion. That would also mirror sort of the structure of the DDPA, which is, the DDPA calls it sources of racial discrimination. And then it goes on to sort of remedies a bit later on. So we would suggest doing that. But I must say, there are certain very quite fundamental challenges that we have with this article in the way that it seeks to establish effective remedy and reparation for the impacts and lasting effects of slavery. And that's an assertion that we can't accept at this time. I don't think that should be or will be a surprise to anybody here. This is a position that I reiterated at the last working group negotiation when similar proposals came up, and it's a position that I can't really budge from currently. I understand that we do want to be progressive and forward-thinking, but I also think we need to be realistic and use the DDPA as our cornerstone document. So, if we're going through the rest of the text, at this stage, paragraph 5 we would remove entirely. At present, we can't accept any of this paragraph. That's not to say in the future that if there were tweaks to this, it could be something we could look at, but at present time, it's not something that we can agree to. The same is true of paragraph 6. And the rest of it is okay for us. Thanks.